All right, this week I want to talk to you about faith. Now, I'm not talking about religion, but I'm talking about faith in whatever program you're following, okay? Now, the way that I came up with this is this past week, actually, a few of my clients have brought this up in roundabout ways. And the ways that it usually comes up is through this question of, well, I'm not sure if this plan is going to work. I don't know if I'm going to lose the weight. Okay? So that's one part of it. The other part, though, when you dig a little deeper, is what they're really saying is they don't know if they're going to follow the plan, right? They don't know if they're going to be able to stick to it. And the problem is that the first one's usually on top. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if I'm going to lose weight. Okay? And that's usually what people say. But again, when you dig a little deeper, they're not sure if they're going to follow it. And in my experience, that's really the big one. And let's not be scared of that. Let's bring that out front and center, that this is where we need to focus much of our attention, is getting ourselves to follow through on whatever plan it is that we're following, okay? Whatever changes we want to make, we need to focus most of our attention to following those changes. Because if you follow a diet or an exercise plan 30, 60, 90 days, and you follow it 80 to 90% consistency, then you're going to get some true, honest results back. Okay, just like if you're doing an experiment, if you do it for 30, 60, 90 days and you follow it most of the time, you're going to see what the results will be. Okay, and then you can make a more educated decision. You see, so often people, they follow for a couple weeks and they get distracted and fall off of the plan. And this happens over and over and over again. And in their mind, they start saying, well, that plan doesn't work for me. Okay, but the problem is that they start thinking it's the plan all the time and they're missing what the main problem is. All right, and the main problem is that they get distracted or something comes up or they get bored, whatever. Ultimately, it comes down to that they're not following it. All right, so we need to get ourselves to follow the plan. Now, what did I say? What am I talking about when I say faith? The faith needs to be this. The faith needs to be somewhere within yourself. You need to believe that if you did follow whatever plan it is that you're going to follow, whatever changes you think you need to make, that if you did follow that for 60, 90, 180, 365 days, right? If you followed it for a year, what would happen to your body? What do you believe would happen if you followed it? Okay, these need to be two distinct conversations in your mind. I promise you, if you do this, it will change the way that you think about weight loss, because it won't all become about your inability to follow something. Okay, we need to make two distinct things, because if you have a plan that you believe in 100%, it's going to be easier to get yourself to follow it. But if that gets all muddied and in your mind you're like, well, I don't know if that plan's going to work, right, and you start saying that to yourself, well, then it's harder to get the motivation to follow through on it, right? Because why would you put all that energy into something that you're not sure if it's going to work or not, all right? So you need to have faith in whatever plan you choose, and I believe you get to this by asking yourself the question, if I follow this for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, okay? I usually like to long-term this when I ask this question to myself and clients, a year. Okay, because again, you don't know, 30 days certainly isn't enough time. 3 months, you start to get some real feedback. 6 months for sure, and a year totally. If you follow a plan for a year, you're going to get a real good idea if it's working or not. Okay, but the idea is to put your focus into following the plan, to sticking with it, and leave the question of if it's going to work or not to the side. That's what you want to do in the initial stage of saying, okay, what do I want to do? What plan do I want to follow? How do I want to eat? How do I want to exercise? And you take a little bit of time initially and you say, this is what I want to do because I believe this is the smartest way that I can behave. I believe this is the plan that's going to get me the best results. All right? And then you leave that alone. You put that to the side and you just accept it. Okay, you make your bed and you lie in it. This is what you live with. And now you put as much clear-sighted focus on following that plan. All right? Because I'm telling you, I've seen people lose weight on every plan imaginable. And so I start to believe that it's not really the plan anyways. You know, it really comes down to, are you following it? You know, are you actually doing it? So again, I just want to reinforce that in you today. And this can be such a sneaky saboteur, you know, of your success, because again, it muddies everything. And so because you haven't followed through, you start to kind of think it's the plan's fault, you know, and you're not really sure. And so it starts to make all the plans seem like, oh, that's not going to work, that's not going to work. And that's not going to work oftentimes is it's semantically incorrect, right? The plan works, you just didn't work with the plan. Okay, which is fine too, by the way. There might be a plan you start and it's too uncomfortable, you don't feel good with it, it's just not for you. That's okay, all right? But that, again, you want to take into account in the beginning, we've talked about this, that when you're deciding on a plan, one of the questions you want to be asking, is this something I can follow long term? All right, so again, we're always pushing the long term. That's how you want to begin thinking. More and more is long term, all right? Even right from the start, when you're deciding on your plans. Because you want to design this plan and feel good about it, have faith in it, and then put your energy into getting yourself, you know, all the little things you got to do to get yourself to follow through with it. All right? So I hope this helps you, and I'll talk to you next week.